This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Ben Charrington made some comments yesterday on his show. Let me play those for you real quick. He talked about Rowanzi Contreras is going to the bullpen. The Pirates have had some injuries to deal with, and they've made a decision on a specific player that's going to fill one of those holes.
Now, for the immediate future with that rotation, Ben, Luis Ortiz is listed as Tuesday night starter in Chicago, but TBA Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah, we anticipate that we'll have a spot to fill there during the Cubs series, and it's likely most likely to go to someone internal, someone in AAA now. We'll get through today and make that decision.
Well, they did get through that day. They did win the game against the Mets. That was on the Ben Charrington show from yesterday. And the Pirates, according to reports, I got my information from Adam Crowley, so I always trust Adam Crowley with information. But upon further research, there's been multiple reports that say that it's Osvaldo Beto has been called up. He hasn't been officially moved up by, you know, the transaction list, so he hasn't been, like, officially put on the roster yet. The Pirates still have a day to get him up. But reports suggest that he is going to join the team in Chicago, and he will be a part of the roster, and he may likely get a start. So Osvaldo Beto joining the Pittsburgh Pirates from AAA. And I see that his numbers are similar to Quinn Priester, but Quinn Priester, we knew after those comments were made, there were sources, I think Jason Mackey talked about it on Twitter with a couple other people that said that they can confirm that it wasn't going to be Quinn Priester brought up. So our hopes were crushed at that point. You know, if you're a Quinn Priester fan or rooting for him to come up, I mean, when you got a high-ranking prospect, you want to see those high-ranking prospects. Osvaldo Beto has kind of been circulating around the minor leagues, but his numbers have been close to what Priester's are, and Priester's, aside from a few shaky starts, have been pretty good. So it'll be interesting to see what Osvaldo Beto can do, and I would rather have the journeyman minor leaguer get his chance because you want to establish what depth you have. Quinn Priester, for what we know from where he was drafted, from where he ranks among prospects, he's got a high ceiling. So you want to protect him more than anybody else. You want to make sure that he develops to the fullest so when you bring him up, he is ready, and you know that. Because he has those expectations on him. He's a high draft pick, so he's got a higher ceiling. Osvaldo Beto, been around the minor leagues, there's not as high of a ceiling, but if he comes up and he pitches well, plug him in, keep him in there, and now you know that he can be a starter for you, and that establishes depth. And that's what the Pirates need, especially in the starting rotation now that Vince Velasquez is out, Luis Ortiz inconsistent, Rowanzi Contreras demoted to the bullpen. So you want to establish depth among starting pitchers, especially because not every starting pitcher this year has been super consistent. We'll say, though, great sign. Johan Oviedo pitched well in his two starts at home. Did pretty well. Although I will say until the seventh inning against the Mets, he's getting close to 100 pitches, and he kind of dropped the ball, so to speak. Didn't pitch that well. But he did through the first six innings, kept the Pirates in the game. Mitch Keller struck out seven yesterday, pitched well. And he is the established ace of the team. I think I don't think anybody would argue with that. If you want to, you're welcome to call in. 412-928-9370. I think he's the ace of the team, though. And it's good that he got a win. He got a bounce-back win after struggling in the series against the Athletics. So that's good, right? Let's talk a little bit about Roansy Contreras as well, because Anthony from Oakland, nice man, calls in all the time. But called in and said that why are we rewarding Roansy Contreras for not pitching well? He should be sent down to the minors. The only thing I'll say to that, too, is that it's not really a reward when you get put into the bullpen in the major leagues. It's more of a, hey, you're not pitching well, so we're going to remove you from getting a guaranteed appearance once every five games. That's just how I look at it. But also, I mean, you can look at it as a demotion, but also think about, you know, if you're trying to get better at something in life, do you sprint? If you're not getting it, do you go faster? I always like to use the playing an instrument analogy. If you're playing scales, right, you learn from scales and then you get more complicated, like on a piano or on a wind instrument. You got to learn how to play slowly, right? And if you're not doing well, you don't try to play faster and faster and faster. You slow it down so that your brain can process it, and then in turn you play better over time. Once you get the slow parts down, you get them all put together, then you play faster and faster and faster until you get the right speed, you play the song right. And that applies to mostly anything in life. I think that what this can do for Roansy Contreras is that if he can't get consecutive innings together in a start, don't give up on him right now. Put him in the bullpen and say, hey, you know what, come in for an inning, get us three outs, right? Start with three outs. Can you get us three consecutive outs? And if he can do that, let him pitch for two innings. Can you get us six outs? Then maybe it'll be a three-inning appearance from him at some point. Can you get us nine outs? And then once you get, you know, if you can put together three consecutive innings for us, then maybe he'll be put back into the rotation. That's what the Pirates are saying. But, yeah, you don't necessarily get better by rushing or trying to continue to force things or even, like, going back to the basics of, you know, now let's get reaccustomed to what AAA feels like. I like this idea by the Pirates to put him in the bullpen. Give him a shorter sample size to work through. One inning. Can you get us three outs to preserve a lead and get us through this game with a win? Then can you get us six outs consecutively? Can you pitch two consecutive innings, then three? And I think once he starts to put those consecutive innings together, I think that he'll be better off, and I support this decision by the Pirates not to just demote him, because I think he's too good for AAA at this point where he is in his career, but he's not doing well enough to be trusted with a start right now. So take it easy on Roansy Contreras.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!